Confused by the elections? Can't bring yourself to care? Or maybe you just hate everyone involved? Hi, I'm Sammy Shah, and I'm a comedian who's going to make the elections more interesting for you. The biggest open secret of democracy is that while it may empower every person in the country to be able to cast a defining vote, it also makes voting really boring. Just look at England, where voter apathy is so high, if they had a British version of Tahrir Square, it would be two guys and a kebab van. The political system, as it currently is, has made people apathetic. And one can argue that's probably on purpose, because the more boring it gets, the less likely we are to pay attention. But apathy is a luxury. I've lived in a country that had a military dictator. There we couldn't engage in the political system because only the guy in charge was allowed to. When you're told you can't get something, you yearn for it. It's only once you get it that you realize it wasn't such a big deal after all. Part of the problem is that people feel disengaged from politics. We've had 5 prime ministers in 4 years, and we only got to vote on 2 of them. And then, once they're in power, they largely get to do what they want without our feedback. The only time the public's opinion is actively sought is during an election. So let's change that. Let's have an election every day. On everything. Voting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We all have apps on our phone or Fitbits or whatever. Just incorporate the two. Government shouldn't do anything at all unless we all vote on it. That's truly democratic. No one will feel disengaged from politics ever again. They just won't have the time. And why should politics be left to the politicians? It seems like fun. Who doesn't want motorcades, helicopter rides, and one-on-one meetings with Indonesian President Joko Widodo? Everyone should get a turn. A daily lottery system like jury duty that refreshes the entire parliament every 24 hours using a random selection of people. But one of the biggest challenges faced by Australian politics is that it's just boring compared to American politics. We don't have any reality show contestants. Doves don't land on our politicians like their Disney princesses. We need to source our politicians from more exciting places. MasterChef dropouts, professional wrestlers, beauty queen contestants, stand-up comedians. Whatever it takes. And if that isn't possible, then at least make the current politicians more interesting. Whenever a party leader is seen having a beer at a pub, his popularity ratings go up. Let's take that idea to the maximum and get them completely drunk all the time. Just have them stumbling down the Canberra streets every day, shirt half tucked in, slurring incoherently. People will love them for it. It'd definitely make the debates more watchable.
I love you, Bill, like a brother. No, I love you, Malcolm. I love you more.
Tell me you wouldn't then listen to those guys if they tried explaining the party negative gearing policy. The alternative, of course, is that we all just take greater effort in our personal responsibility towards the political system, force ourselves to be more engaged, and hold our representatives to account. But really, where's the fun in that? I'm Sammy Shah.
Spoken and authorised by Sammy Shah, comedian and commentator. This broadcast does not represent the views of RN or the ABC.